Salah is a blessing of Allah. People say like, I don't offer Salah. No. That's your misunderstanding. It's not you who is not offering Salah. Rather, you're not getting the ability from Allah. Who are we to miss it? What I've said is to think and fear Allah. I pray this strikes your heart. You know people, they say, I forgot Quran. Scholars forbid to say this, that I have forgotten Quran. Rather, your memory is taken away. Who are you to forget the blessed verses of Quran? Because you did not value Quran, that's why verses of Quran from your memory are taken away. I'm trying to shake you. When Adhan is being called, it's time to offer Salah, but I don't even feel nothing is happening to me. I'm not getting up from my chair thinking to do wudu and offer Salah. The time of Salah started, then lapsed, but I did not even feel that I missed something. If a person is not able to offer Salah, but he has a sense of feeling that I have to offer, but a stage comes when there remains neither a Salah nor any feeling of regret. It's like heart has died. And sometimes even they don't like these words of advice. They remain busy in enjoyment of their own world. They have their own lifestyle, their own enjoyment and luxuries. And there are some people who are lost in the so-called praises of others. Even today, if some ethics are introduced in our society, like if a person is not offering Salah, then people respond, we will not marry our daughter with such person. While I'm just saying, if there is any law introduced that a person who doesn't offer Salah will not get any job. He doesn't offer Salah? No. He eats the blessings of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, but he doesn't offer his Salah. Then when he'll work for us, how will he be loyal to us? If something like this starts happening, then I'm just trying to strike your heart. May those who don't offer Salah feel it, that I'm such a bad person. Yes, you are a bad person. If a person doesn't offer Salah, is not a bad person, then who is a bad person? How will you recognize one? If a person who doesn't offer Salah gets horns on his head, it is such a blessing of Allah upon us. When saint of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says that, if sin possessed a bad smell, then no one would sit near me. Well, sin possesses a bad smell. Like backbiting has a foul smell. But because of these sins, if bad smell emerged from my body, then nobody would sit near me. It was his humbleness. May Allah enable us to offer Salah. May Allah make us pious. If you're not getting the ability to offer Salah, then just right now go into prostration and ask Allah, O Allah, give me ability to offer Salah 5 times a day. Unfortunate is the one who doesn't offer Salah. Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala an gave a beautiful piece of advice before his martyrdom. He said that a person has no worth without Salah. Oh, who stand on 2 feet, you can't stand in Salah. Look at him. Allah gives the ability. Allah gives the ability. He can't stand on his both feet, this brother Shujar. But Allah has given him the ability to offer Salah. Some people have masjid to their next door. And some of them have masjid very close by, few steps away. And Jama'ati Mustahabba is easily accessible. But they don't go to offer Salah with congregation. Our brother Shahid, he walks downstairs. He has pain in his legs. He cannot walk properly. He holds a stick in his hand.
If someone is available, then he drops me to the masjid. Otherwise, I go by myself.
So you go masjid 5 times a day?
Yes.
MashaAllah. I pray, may Allah include us amongst his salah offering people. We may offer salah no matter wherever we are in the world. And we never miss it. Never miss salah.